From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are. The Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, Dugout Podcast. Let's wrap up the week talking to baseball. We had a full week of sports. You checked out Tuesday with the hockey. We talked a little bit of hockey and the good news with the NHL. You can check that out, the Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud. Ranger Proud on Facebook and Twitter, of course, writer for Elite Sports New York. You can check that out. Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum on Wednesday. Good dialogue. The NBA. Since we did that episode, things have changed. We've got a target date for late July, which is really weird in itself, but nonetheless, they are not giving up on the season, which is a good thing. They're going to resume play late or middle of the summer. Don't know the details of that, but as those details roll out, the stakeholders, the basketball fans, we will discuss that. And myself, I did a recap on all the sports yesterday, including boxing, UFC, stuff like that. But we're here to get to the baseball because we didn't have no baseball on Monday, and the schedule was different. We went ahead of a schedule before it said it on the website. So we're going to make up the baseball and do it now. Let's talk with Jimmy, man. Jimmy, I hope all is well with you. How's everything, man? Let's talk a little bit of baseball. Right now, I think it's really disappointing, Jimmy, that we are still at a point with baseball and they're treating this thing like a strike. I think that's the most heartache part of it. Baseball fans like you have been aching to see baseball, especially Yankee fans in particular. But, Jimmy, what's going on with you? How's everything, man?
Hey, not much, man. Yeah, I'm really disappointed on how it's going right now. I mean, a strike would not be a good thing for baseball just because, you know, in the situation that we're in, you know, with this thing, I really thought that they would get something done by now. I mean, it's a really easy solution, you know, just give the players they want, you know. Just give the players what they deserve, you know, and work out something.
Well, the problem is, Jimmy, the way it's working is the owners. I mean, first of all, let's go back a couple of episodes because the last time we all talked, whether it was me, you, Suzanne, or whatever, we thought or was under the impression, and this is the reason why I don't like the reports, is we were hearing things were going to be 50-50, and on a broad level, I was cool with that. I would have been cool with that as a fan. That sounds like a fair deal in a pandemic when you have no sales coming through the stands, going to stadiums, or concession sales at your home stadiums. The original, what we thought was 50-50, that's not the case. Number two, for what we understand now, through the tweets, the players' tweets, some of the reports I checked out has been accurate. It was more so about player cuts. It's been more about players slashing their salaries, because I can understand that, Jimmy. I mean, you don't have real revenue coming through the ballparks, okay? I mean, you're talking about billionaire owners who are already rich, but however, they make the players rich. The problem is, Jimmy, a lot of these players who are making a lot of the money, the top players, they're really not trying to come off their high horse as far as a player cut. So if you're the richest player in baseball or one of the richer players, you're not really adamant about slashing your salary. You feel that type of player feels like his market value is dropping, even if it is a pandemic. So you're saying, I mean, I think you're kind of more siding with the players on this. If I hear that correct?
Yeah. Where it's coming from, because I mean, if I was going to make good money with a full season, and then, you know, I signed a big deal, and now with this, I'm not going to make as much. I would be really pissed.
So if you're that type of player, what matters you the most? Do you rather it's about the money or is it about playing?
Because, you know, I want I, I want I want to get a season done because I know if I don't get a season done, I'm gonna lose more money. I'm not gonna have money coming in. So, you know, when I need money to be, you know, feed my family and stuff. That's what I'll be thinking.
I could agree with that, but some of these players are not thinking like that. That's number one. That's one layer of this. Number two, let me read you that tweet from Trevor Bauer. If you already know people familiar. Trevor Bauer is a pitcher for the Cleveland Indians, or he was. He's been in the middle of a lot of controversy. See, a lot of this, Jimmy, is going through Scott Boras. He's the super baseball agent. He's probably the most popular baseball agent ever, all right? Maybe sports agent ever. And he's kind of been spearheading this with players as far as trying to tell them that you could get more, you can get more. Don't settle for less. He's been kind of the ringleader. Now, although in theory, Jimmy, he's kind of, I would say, obviously agents are pro play because agents get paid when players get paid. That's kind of how it works, right? If he's representing a client, which is a baseball player, as an agent, that guy gets a $50 million contract. He's probably going to get 3-5% of that salary, and that's how you make your money. And he's been responsible for literally, 70 to 75 players active right now getting contracts. So that's a lot of players in baseball. And he's at least over $1.1, $1.2 billion worth of contracts. That's how much money he makes for the players. So in a sense, he is kind of a good voice to the players, for most players, to as far as trying to get your money. But some players are giving some pushback, like Trevor Bauer, Jimmy. See, I'm going to read off a tweet from Trevor Bauer. This is one of the reasons I do like Twitter. There's a lot of reasons I don't like social media, but these are the really situations where you hear directly from the source or read from the source. Trevor Bauer says, hearing a lot of rumors about a certain player agent meddling in MLBPA affairs. If true, and at this point, there are only rumors, I have only one thing to say, Scott Boras, rep your clients however you want, but keep your damn personal agenda out of union business. I think that's a telling statement from Trevor Bauer, Jimmy. So basically, you have a player, Trevor Bauer, active player within the union of the baseball, but he's not represented by Scott Boras. So he's kind of – it's almost like a three-man triangle match, like wrestling. Like, you have the owners on one corner, Jimmy, and then you have maybe a certain group of players in one corner trying to get as much money, and then you have another group of players saying, hey, man, we just want to play anyway. We'll get paid, and they're kind of like in between where you're thinking. What's your thoughts on what I just read about Trevor Bauer?
He has a good point because it's all about what's good for baseball, not personal feelings towards just like one player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Continue.
What'd you say? I just think he has a really good point. You know, because the players want to do what's right for everybody. So when I look at some of the Yankee players, you know, they're gonna get like. They're gonna get like big pay cuts, especially like when I look at Jarrett Cole, like he's gonna take a big pay cut under this proposal. So players are happy either.
I mean, nobody will be happy, Jimmy. I mean, this is just a part of the situation everybody's going through. The big picture of it, like we said all week on all the podcasts, you have. What, 30 million people out of work, unemployed, across the country, real everyday citizens not working. So it looks bad for baseball when you have literally billionaire owners can't get it done with millionaire players. That's the issue. You even have, since you mentioned the Yankees, you even have Yankee broadcasters like Michael Kay publicly going after Washington National players like Matt Scherzer. Matt Scherzer has been in the middle of this too, as far as not, taking a pay cut. You know, Matt Scherzer is kind of, a World Series champion, a great pitcher for the Nationals. And then you got the newspapers killing him. You have the media killing him about not taking a pay cut. I could understand in a sense, as far as players, this is their livelihood, and this is kind of like their window to make the most money as possible before they retire. Because after baseball, they're not going to make this much money because obviously they're professional athletes. So
yeah,
you have Michael Kay in the media killing Matt Scherzer. Gary Cole, to your point, that's a Scott Boras. He's a Scott Boras client. So guys got to take pay cuts if this thing is going to work. You have some players saying, I don't want to take a pay cut. I've earned what I earned. I can understand that. But at the same time, Jimmy, the other players that are not represented by Scott Boras hate the fact that super agents are in the middle of MLBPA affairs. What do you think about that dynamic as well, as far as expounding on that?
That's something really interesting, because that's where you have both sides, you got the players that want to take the cut and the players that don't. I think the players have to realize that the situation that we're in is very, 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 very unusual, and I think some of them should be grateful that they're going to be able to play the game. They should be grateful that they're making that much money to begin with,
I mean, I agree with you, but that's not the reality, though. I get what you're saying. So how bad is it will be for baseball if they don't get this done? Because they've had all the time in the world to figure it out. You have the NHL who's figured it out, the National Basketball Association, the basketball, at least given us a date today, they're going to resume operations. You see golf with their exhibition play getting good ratings. You've seen the UFC at least 3 weekends have fights. I got another fight coming up this weekend. And everybody else is getting it together. The NFL has kind of pretty much been on schedule, and they've had the biggest advantage because all this pandemic stuff has happened during their off season. But baseball has not figured it out. And here's another thing about the baseball, Jimmy. You probably can remember. I feel that back in 1994 when they had the strike, it took them like 5 years to get back somewhat on track, and it took most of it through a whole run back and forth with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa to get fans back in the seats. And then after that, Barry Bonds slugging about 73 home runs, but everybody was juicing. And that's before all the Congress stuff. So baseball is really behind the eight ball. How do you see it? Like, how does that make you feel as a fan? You've seen that all these other sports getting it done, but they can't figure it out with baseball.
Yeah. That's really disappointing because, I mean, they have, like you said, like everybody else has done it. I think baseball, the whole thing is that, since baseball hasn't started yet, I think let's just say, for instance, I think if baseball would have already started, let's say hypothetically they played like 20, they were like 20 games into the season and then it came down. I think that would be a whole different story, but I think it's just because I haven't started yet. Why they're having so much trouble? But at the same time, they have to realize that I think another strike would ruin baseball forever because you got a lot of fans. You got a lot of fans out there that still don't watch it. Since 1994. So what do you think's gonna happen to all those more of those diehard fans now? they gotta be gone. So baseball really needs to put its big boy pants on and do something.
Yeah.
They can't afford another strike.
Yeah, they do. They especially in a society where people are out of work, people probably are backlogged with bills, can't, you know, have to find a way to make ends meet. And baseball, going to a baseball game, what was once a pretty much an affordable event for the family. You could, back in the day, you could probably take a family of 2 to 4, pretty much not kill your wallet. But because baseball has gotten so expensive, these players are making astronomical money, more than any sport, out of all the team sports, because they have the revenue drivers from the TV contracts more so than anything. If they don't figure it out, I think they're going to be hit. You're right, Jimmy. I see them. I think it'll at least take them at least 5 minimum, and it will take even more than that just to get back to where they were as far as viewership, people attending the games. Because this is, let me tell you something, Jimmy. It's already expensive. I don't think it's that expensive, but it's more expensive than it should be. Baseball, going to a game now, is somewhat pricey than what it needs to be. They could lower the prices, but if you lower the prices, then people, you know, obviously that money is going to trickle down to your TVs, your advertisement, is going to trickle down to everything. I mean, I could make the argument too that, I mean, you could lower the ticket prices, but you could keep your concessions, you know, the same. If you want to sell a $9-$10 hot dog at Yankee Stadium and a $12-$13 beer, you can still do that. But if you, as long as you lower those prices of the tickets, maybe you'll have a chance. But if they're not willing to do that, especially with all these people trying to find work, we're going through some dire times in the country. Everybody's got, you know, situation. Maybe somebody's been sick, dying, things going on in the news, all that stuff, Jimmy. People are not trying to hear what baseball has to do as far as arguing over a contract or a pay cut. At least the way they're going to look at it, Jimmy, at least you have a job.
That's pretty amazing, but I'm saying, But I'm saying, they gotta do something, because if they don't, like, what is it gonna take for baseball? I mean, there's a question I have for you, Steve. Is what is it gonna take for baseball to come back if they, you know what I'm saying, if they do treat this like a strike? Because, you know, you're not gonna have people juicing again. You know, the juicing thing works once. It's not gonna work. It's probably not gonna work again. So They're gonna have to come up with something else to bring them back in, you know.
I don't know the answer to that. Don't get me wrong. I think people will go, but it's gonna take a lot of time. Just kind of like what happened in '94. The strike happened '95, '96 was kind of it was hard for. I mean, the Yankees were in the thick of things, so they had no problem getting Yankee fans to go to the games. But you're talking about fans around the country, people who have, you know, their teams are not doing as well as the Yankees or as well as the Dodgers or somebody like that, the Red Sox, you know, when the Red Sox were winning. They're not going to go to the games. They don't go to the games now. They're really not going to really go now. I mean, you might have a small snippet or a pocket of those fans who've been so – you know, they haven't done nothing because they've been locked in the house for the last couple of months. You might have some of that going. Maybe they will go to the game, but that's going to be fewer than more, you know. Just a lot going on with that, Jimmy. Anything else you'd like to say as far as the baseball before we wrap up?
I hope we have a season, man. Like, this was supposed to be our year for the Yankees, man. You know, especially with the whole, you know, Gerrit Cole and our pitching lineup and all that stuff. Like, this was supposed to be the year that we were supposed to knock everybody off. You know, we were supposed to knock everybody off. We were supposed to, like, you know, I was really, really looking forward to that. So if they can't, get this done, me as a big Yankee fan would be really, really, I'd be disappointed for all the baseball fans, but especially us, you know, being Yankee fans, considering that, we wait for this all winter. You know, there's like a little holiday for a lot of all of us. You know, we sit here on this show, you know, talking about the games with all Yankees. You know, and that's the other thing too. I miss doing this show with all you guys because like this is you guys are all like family, man. Something that we can all do together, and you know, it's one of the things that makes my summer like awesome. It's like going with you guys on a Monday night and talk about, you know, lineups and pitching, you know, how this show is going. So I really, really miss that stuff too. So that's another reason why I'm hoping by some magic that something. That they actually put their big boy pants on and try to do something, because you can't tell me these millionaire owners are stupid, because if they were that stupid as they seem, they wouldn't be owning a baseball team. You know?
Yeah. The agents in this been undocumented by the players as far as Scott Boras. He may not be the only agent, honestly. He's just a big fish of all this. And he's telling the players, get as much as you can, because if this was another situation, paraphrasing as far as getting your money, they would. So I can understand him as an agent being logical, but, I mean, practical, and if you're really trying to make it happen, it just can't. But, Jimmy, man, we thank you, man, for talking a little bit of baseball. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and unless something breaks through, I'll be, you know, we'll talk about it as the news come, man. Shout out to Jimmy, man, Canes Eagle 1. Jimmy, thank you very much, man.
You're welcome, man. Have a good night, Steve.
All right, have a good night, Jimmy. Go Yankees,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go Yankees, man. All day.
No doubt, man. Shout out to Jimmy. Shout out to Jimmy at Canes Eagle 1. We're going to wrap up. iTunes Podcast Republic. Tune in Stitcher, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, The Dugout Podcast. Where the hell is baseball, man? Sangre al Sur, ladies and gentlemen. What do you do?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.